Okay, today is Shkalim, Masechet Shkalim Daf Dalad, and we are going to discuss a sugya that comes up here on Gimel Vav Zalam Aleph, and that is regarding the kinyan of a katan, but specifically to generalize it, whether a kinyan derabanan can have effects on a d'oraisa level. Because the Gemara here discusses, yesterday we spoke about the women and the betur of women and related to Musaf, but today we'll talk about ketanim. Ketanim, are you allowed to accept machzeh shekel from a katan? Machlokas, whether a katan here means less than 20 or less than 13. Let's go with a real katan, less than 13. So the Mishnah tells us, avol b'sha'amr im mashkenin, even though we don't take a mashkon, we don't take security from these people who are pater, because obviously they're not chayev, nashim b'avadu b'ketanim, avolim shaklu m'kabam m'yadam. But if they are shokel, if they give the machzeh shekel, we will accept it. That's what the Mishnah says. So we'll focus on a katan for today. If a katan gives a machzeh shekel, he doesn't have to, but if he gives it, we will accept it. Says the Rav Bar Tanura right here on the Mishnah that it has to be that he had in mind, he gave it totally. He gave it totally. Ubitnai sheyimsurum litzibur lagamre. As long as he gives it to the tzibur totally. Ki hechid lo levi karbon litzibur karb mishal yachid. Because we don't want a karbon tzibur be karb mishal yachid. It has to come from public monies. So if it's coming from a katan, so then, or from any yachid, so then it's going to be considered from private monies. And the karbonas tzibur have to come from public monies. So therefore, it has to be with a tznai that he gave it over to the tzibur legamre, so that it can be considered tzibur money, and the karbon can be brought on behalf of the tzibur and be called a karbon tzibur. Asks the achronim, asks the Shar HaMelech at the beginning of Hilchos Shkalim. Shar HaMelech is one of the great achronim on the Rambam. So if you look here in the Shar HaMelech, in Perek Aleph Shkalim, his name is Rav Yitzchak Ben Ramoshe Nunim. It's the name of the Shar HaMelech. So, says the Shar HaMelech here in the first parak of Shkalim, but a katan can't be makna midaraisa. You want to say somebody, even Balitosis throughout Shas, quote the day of Dasacher is makna, when it comes to a katan, the katan can be, get it, can be konis like midaraisa if Dasacher is makna, but this is about a katan being makna midaraisa. So what exactly does that mean? Ask the Rav Bar Tanura that the Rav says here that he has to give a Misha Ulisa Sibur. Vashta Kasha, Kivan the Kaim Alon, the Kadanenu Makna La Achirim Dvar Torah, Adche Yagdil, Vyavish De Cyrus, on a Torah level, a Kata cannot be Makna something until he becomes a Gadol, as it says in Parachav Tes, Vyachas Bechira, in Cain, Hechi Mahani Behu Mesira Litzibur. How does this Mesira help? Sof Sof Midaraisa, Nimsa Karban Sibur, Karvishal Yachid. Ubehadya Kasav Rabbeinu, and he look in the Rambam and Hilchos Lulav. Einosno solo katan, we'll have to get back to this, but Hashem, you can't give your lulav to a katan. Shakatan konev eino makne. Lachay and var Torah. Vinimsa shemechzibra leino muchsar. Vimkein achanami dechvase. Avagavdim meitakanes chachamim. Nimsa karbon tzibur kariv mishal tzibur. Even though midrabanan, we say, oh, the kinyanim work, and therefore karbon tzibur is not karbon mishal tzibur. Mikol makom. Kivin midaraisa. Lav bar haknahu. Since on a Torah level, he's not a bar hakna, nimsa dvar Torah kari mishal yachid. Volomahani, dumi de lulav. Problem. Bishlam ladas harav. If you say ladas harav and ladas other rishonim that pachos, what does katan here mean? Less than 20. So then you can say the Mishnah is talking about a case of less than 20. Less than 20, but they were brought to Dei Cyrus, and that's where that kind of quote-unquote katan is makna midaraisa. Achein ladas rabbeinu v'haramban, but according to the Rambam, and the Rambam, they were talking about less than 20, kasha, it's difficult because this is only kone midarabanan. So v'anir liyashiv, so the Shar HaMelech's answer himself is, the Tana, the Hacha shiny, the Minat Torah filo below mesira letzibra mahani, really, it works anyway, even without a mesira letzibra. Vein kan chshash de nimsa karo karmen tzibra karo bishal yachid. Really, there is no chshash. Why? Mishum de kivan de ruban shal shkalim mi b'nei chiyuva ninhu. Since rove of the shkalim are from b'nei chiyuva, maybe you'll have a couple here and there from a katan. B'teilem heim barov. Wow, they're batal. Those shkalim are batal barov. Ela mishum de matbeya chashiv v'lo batal. Who to be in on Shim Surim Litzibur. But it's only because a matbeya is chashav and not batal, you have to give it to the tzibur. That's why we say you should try not to have it and give it to the tzibur. But midaraisa really will be batal anyway. Kfar yadua mashakas of arash and batara sabayas. To call advarim she'in lehem pitu udafka midrabanan. We know that all of these items, chaticha rilis kabein, matbeya, all of these non-pasal I am are not possible. Davar sheyesh matirin is only midrabbanan not batel. Demina Torah hakol batel barov. Chutz meyisur nikar. Really, on a Torah level, everything is batel barov. The whole concept that a matveh is not bottled is midrabanan. So the same rabbanan that say that the katan can be makneid and it can be considered carbon tzibur. Amrina debhu de mahani misir letzibur. Avagavdein haknaso ele midrabanan. The whole problem is only drabanan. So the kinyan of midrabanan could work. The osi takada drabanan umafik is a drabanan. Mashenkin vahu de lulav to the osi drabanan mafik daraisa. Rabbi Lulav, you need it to be yours midaraisa. Ke nirali nachon ubarur. That is the Shar HaMelech relating to our Gemara. So again, the question of how could a katan give it lishel tzibur, it's only drabanan. The answer is the only problem is drabanan anyway, because midaraisa the matveh is batal. So therefore, it would work. Some achronim discuss whether there's an issue of bittul lishel chachila. If you know there's a katan that has certain items in gives shkalim a certain percentage, says that a bittul lishel chachila, unless you say by drabanans, you're allowed to be marbe umavatlo. Right when you start, it's already mixed in. Okay, that is all the Shar HaMelech. The Ksos argues with the Shar HaMelech. The Ksos says, I don't think this is a riot. I don't think this is a riot to the, I mean, this does not agree with the Shar HaMelech's lumdus, whether the Bittul lumdus or other lumdus. The Ksos says, no, this Gemara, this Mishnah is a riot to a different concept, and that is a Kinyan Rabbanan can achieve a Daraisa effect, a Daraisa result. Whereas the Shar HaMelech is only Midrabanan. No, that's the point. The chiddush of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan can do that. The Ksos in Simon Reish Lamed Hey, he quotes this Raya. Quotes this Raya. The kinyan Rabbanan Avishalom and Torah. V'chein Nira Muchach Mehadatan B'Shkolim. He quotes this Mishnah and he quotes the Rav Bar Tanura. V'yechim Matzik Tana Masu Letzibur Yafe. Ha'peutos Ein Matanos and Elam Midivrei Sofrim. Don't listen to Midir Rabbanan Vari Eim and Torah Ein Kan Matan Letzibur. V'nim Sakar B'Tzibur Kar B'Shal Yachid. El Al Karchach Kivan the Midir Rabbanan Avi Kinyan Mahani Nami Lida Oraisa. Because Midir Rabbanan is a kinyan, it works even Mide Oraisa. And therefore, it would work. And he says, and this is exactly why the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef say what they say in Evan Ezer in Simen Chavches. What do they say in Simen Chavches? So that is where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, can you be Kone through, can you be Mekadesh through Mayim Mishlashtan? Right, Mayim Mishlashtan is a Kinyan Drabanan where you have all the parties, somebody owes me money, and I owe somebody else money, and they're all there, and I say the money that I owe you should go to them. So do we say that works? So that's a Kinyan Drabanan, Mayim Mishlashtan. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chavches and Evan Ezer, Sif Yud Gimel has 2 days whether Mayim Mishlashtan works. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lo hayalocho biyad acherim, I'm sorry, hayalocho biyad acherim. If he has a chov, somebody else owes me money. Va'amar la harei amukudeshes li, and I say to a woman, you are married to me, bechov sheyesh li biyadzeh. With the money that I am owed from this person, I'm giving that chov to you. So does that work? But my mishloshan, everybody's there. Hareza mukudeshes, v'yesh omrim, she'ena mukudeshes. We're 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, mukudeshes or ena mukudeshes. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham here. What does it mean, mukudeshes? Midrabanan. Mukudeshes midrabanan. That's what Rabbeinu Yerucham says. Because after all, my mishloshan is only a kinyan drabanan. And therefore, the most it could work is drabanan. Because of Rabbeinu Yerucham, Dilaman da Amar Mukudashas had a midrabanan. Keep it about Mashlashan, Takan drabanani. That's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, says the Beis Yosef. The Eino Muchrach. They don't get that impression from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch did not hold that understanding. Eino Muchrach. To Ikele Meimar. To Kiva, the Takinu Rabbanan, Niknu Lahamos. Once the Rabbanan were Misakin, so the money is his and goes to her. V'kivah d'niknu la havikilu nasan l'kesef v'avim kudeshes d'o raisa. That is the Beis Yosef arguing on Rabbeinu Yerucham. So said, that's exactly my point. The Rabbanan could work on a daraisa. Also the Rana Gittin. The Rana Gittin talks about, the Gemara says, Kinyan Dalet Amos could work for get. If it's within Dalet Amos of the husband, and it does not work, Dalet Amos of the woman, it does work. How could it happen? Gerushin requires a Kinyan Balkarcha. Okay, we're not going to get to Kinyan, Nesina. We had a shiur about that months ago. But either way, we assume Hefker, Bezen Hefker, and therefore it would work. That is the the rod. What's this issue, Talia, on whether a Kenyan Drabanan could work on a Daraisa level or not? So it could be a couple of options. Number one, it might be about Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. How to understand Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. There is a Machlokas Achronim, which turns it really into a Machlokas Rishonim. And that is, does Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, is that powerful enough even to be Makne or only to be Mafkir? Right, that is a question in the Achronim, how to understand. If you look in Rabbi Yonah in Baba Basra and Daf Kuf, if you look in the Makar Chaim, Tof Bem Ches Siftes, they hold that it's only good enough to be Mafkir, but if you look at others, the Rashba and Gittin, the Rashi and Gittin, they say that no, it's even good enough to be Makne. Right, this is the Rashba, the Rashba and Gittin and Daf Lamed Vavim Abeis, that's the Sugya of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. The Rashba says there, Umina Shamina Dekoch Bezdin Yafe, Lahafkir Mamon Mize, Ulazakoso Laze, Afilu Kodim Shebaliado. Right, that's the language of the Rashba. Even before they get it, Vrimuchach Mikra, the Elu Rachlaza Shernachlu, Tavavos Manchilim, Baomrim Shize, Sada Plodi, the Plodi, Zachbo Vyad, Vyav Kodim Shebaliado, Afrasha Manchilim Komishirzu. The Rashba says that if you look in the Rashi in Gittin also, Rashi on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, Rashi's Lashon there is, Aknuyi Akni Le Rabbanan Ahu Zuza Midida, Fahavi Kamandi Yav Le Ihu, Hefker Bezanoye Hefker, Kamandi Yav Le Ihu. So it's Hakna. So again, maybe that's the issue that's about Akidiz Rabbanan being more on the Daraisa. Hefker Bezan Hefker is the Koch of the Rabbanan to affect monetary law among Am Yisrael. So if it's powerful enough to be Makne, so then that's saying that it is a Mahani, a Kenyan Drabana, can be affected Daraisa totally. If it's just to be Mafkir, you still need part two of the Kenyan of Kisa L'Rishuscha, so maybe it wouldn't be good enough. Interesting, that Rashi in Gittin on Daf Chaf, right, the context of the Rashi is Aknuyeh Maknile, and the Maritz Chayis can't even fathom that Rashi would say such a thing. The context of the Gemara there is, let's say she would write the get, Ile Mishem Dechsiva Kasa Vahacha Ihi Kakasvale. What if she wrote the get, Vidilma Aknuya Akni Lo Rabbanan? Maybe the Rabbanan then are Makne it to him and then give it to her. Right, that's Rashi. That's the Rashi. E kaslam seschar. If she pays the sofer to write it, so akri akni the rabbanan hahu zuza midida. She the rabbanan give that money from her. Vavi kamandi yav le ihu. It's as if he gave the money to Hefker Bezen Hefker. So ask the Maharetz Chayas on that Rashi and on the Gemara. Really, he doesn't even focus on the Rashi. It says he thinks it as a davar pasha that it just only works to be mafkir. He says lefi mashe beti shidas rab machad Ephraim. Avagav deish kol ben chabim lhafkir hainu dafka hefkir avalola. He says, I think that's what the Machane Ephraim says. Vahari Khan Srichima Bezdin lif ol shte pu'ulos. Hainu, lahotzia get miyada, tahari hu shala akar shnasas char sofer. If she pays the sofer, so you have to take it from her and give it bimafker and get it to him, and then kielu he gives it back to her. Vize eno rak hefker, vatara kasva vinasan, vadain eno shalo, vitzrichina bezdin lif ol shihe shalo, vize enko piyach hachamim, ti makne it to him. Vief shalomar, da abezdin otzio get miyada vasu ke hefker, vabal zochem in a hefker. Imkein lo yitachin alashem vizul makniye akni la rabbanan. That lashon doesn't sound smoothly. Demash b'da chacham asu akinyin v'tzorachiyin. He leaves it v'tzorachiyin because he is convinced by the Machane Ephraim that it could only be mafkir and not be machane. But really, it seems to be a machlokas we've shown him. So that's number one. This issue itself, Gufa might be totally on the makar. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Peites, Gittin Lamed Vav, they have the machlokas. What is the makar for hefker, bezen, hefker? Two different psukim. In Tanakh, the pasuk says, "Amar Rava Amar Hefker Beznaya Hefker." Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Minayin Shefker Beznaya Hefker Shneemar." So Rabbi Yitzchak quotes the pasuk in Ezra. The Cholasha Yavu L'Shlosas Hayamim. They wanted to get everybody to build the base to come and join him. Ezra says, going to Eretz Yisrael. Being in the Beis Hamikdash and making the whole tshuva movement. So Ka'atzas Hasaram Vazakinim Yacharam Karuchusho. All of his stuff will be off limits. And he will be separated. He'll be separated from the Tzibor. So that pasuk sounds like Yacharam. Sounds like your stuff will be away from you. Rebbe Lazar Omer Mehacha. Ela Hanachlos, Asher Nachlu Eliezer Akov Yeshua ben Nun, Varashi Avos. These are the Nachlos that Eliezer and Yeshua ben Nun, Vachimayin Yerashim Eitzel Avos. What is the, in the Pasuk we have Avos and Rashim, right? It should have said Rashi Hamatos. What's Avos? Lomar lacha ma Avos manchilim es b'neiyam kol ma shiirtu. Just like fathers could give their children anything they want, Av Rashim manchilim ha'am kol ma shiirtu. So to the Nachlos could give to whatever they want. So that's a machlokes. What exactly is the source? So does this make a difference? So the Achronim say, yeah, if you look in the Yamshel Shlomo, the Yamshel Shlomo in Yevama says, if you say it's the first source of Rabbi Yitzchak, who Yacharam, that's just being mafkir, that's taking the stuff away from them. But if you say the second source of Hanchala, so then it would be even of Hakna. That's the Yamshel Shlomo in the 10th parak of Yevamos in Os Yutes. He says, Venira, Tehad Rabbi Lazar, Adif, Tiafira Mine, Diyuchula Hafkia Mamuchalacher, Ula Hachlit Lachadero, Velotema Dafka Shiachola Hafkir Oso, Ola Hachrimo. Right, so that's what makes him nafkamina. If you look at the Rambam says, "V'kazva Rambam duadin l'chol bez and chasha b'chaman chazman kidarminim v'msechta moed katan v'chulu minalun demafkarinan." Right, the Rambam quotes the lashon the pasuk of v'ho yacharam. Right, so that's maybe the Rambam says only lahafkir. The Rashba says in chelak aleph siman tafshin ayin hey quotes the pasuk of nachlus. Right, so our issue of whether makna or mafkir might be totally what the makar is. But that is all number one. By a kinyan drabanan being affecting on a daraisa level, so number one could be based on whether hefker bezen hefker is enough to be makne or not. If you look a second idea, actually before that, it could be a Rambam and a Ran. The Ran also agrees to what we said before that drabanan can affect on a daraisa level. Might be lushitasim. If you look in Sukkah daf mem vav, the gemara that the Rambam quoted before, right, that the on the first day of Sukkot one shouldn't give the esrog. The Dalamina to a katan. Well, looking in the Shoshana, the Yenuka biyamatava kama on the day that it has to be lachem. My timer, the Yenuka mikna kani akni lo makni, because the child could get it, but he can't be makni it. And then when he tries to give it back to you, vishtakech the kanafik belulav sheina shalo, and it's not good enough, and therefore don't give it to the child. If you look in the Ran right here says that. Chav beizim and beizim and dafi arif. We're not talking about old children. We're only talking about a child that's not higia lupuutos. Pirish, betiduk shlo yigia l'onas ha-pu'utos, d'zoch al-asma v'inu zach al-achirim, d'ibish yigia l'onas ha-pu'utos, if it's already 7-8 years old, we know the Rabbanan said you can't be makne. K'men vavo, k'men zayin, akunu yinami makni. T'akayimalan ha-pu'utos, mechan mekach, memkar memkar, b'metaltalin. 1 second, Ron, isn't that a kinyan drabanan? Yeah, the Ron says a kinyan drabanan could affect the daraisa effect. The Rambam, when he quotes that in Hilchos Lulav, does not make any chilukim. He doesn't make any distinctions. He just says, katan. You shouldn't give it to a katan. It sounds like even pu'utos. Ve'einosim ala katan, sha'katan kona, ve'eino makna la'achir, min ha-Torah. Ve'nimsim shimech ziru, eino chozer. Right, and that's the Rambam, l'shitaso possibly, that he quotes the pasuk by Hefker, Bezen Hefker, of Hefker and not being makna. It relates also to the Rambam, you know, the famous discussion of the Rambam in the Beginning of Hilchos Ishus, whether Kinyan Kesef is Drabanan b'divrei Sofrim. There's a question about the Girsos. You could always say the Rambam was Chozer Bo, but the Rambam quotes, V'likuchan Eilu, Beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Mitzvah Zaseishal Torahein, doing the Kiddushin is a Mitzvah Daraisa, U'be'echem Mishloshat Varam Ha'ishin Nikles, B'kesef U'b'shar B'biya, B'biya B'shar Minatorah, V'kesef b'divrei Sofrim. Kesa be divrei sofrim. What does divrei sofrim mean? If it just means Torah Shabbat Peh, then fine. If it really means drabanan, so that would be a problem, because the Rambam says that the kinyan drabanan does not work to affect the daraisa level, unless you're mechalik between different types of drabanans. Right? There's a different type of drabanans. Like mamish shloshtan is a lack of a maisa of some kind. Katan is a gavra drabanan. Right? Divrei sofrim is the chefsa drabanan. But either way, this is all possibility number one. Maybe it's all based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Another idea, some Achronim say, the Chazon Ish writes in one place in Choshe Mishpat, that maybe all Kinyanim work through Gemira's Das. There is a Maisa, but the Maisa just tips off the Gemira's Das. Like we say generally by Chalipin. Chalipin is all about Gemira's Das. But maybe all Kinyanim have Gemira's Das as the root of it. So even a Kinyan Rabbanan has the Gemira's Das of the parties involved, once the Rabbanan say it works, and therefore it can work. Okay, a second idea. Interesting opposite issue of what we've been talking about. If there is a kinyan d'oraisa and the rabbanan are mafkia it. We've been talking about a case where d'oraisa you cannot be kona, the rabbanan say you can be kona. What if d'oraisa you can be kona and the rabbanan try to be mafkia for whatever reason? They're trying to uproot the kinyan. Does that mean that there is no kinyan at all? Or does it mean that it there is a kinyan, and automatically the Rabbanim make it go back and become uprooted. Rabbi Chanan has this chakira in Psachim, in Os Kof Lamed Hei, to explain the Tosfos there. On Daf Chav Tes. V'yef shalomer dehachach dekone bidaraisa ein koach b'yad chachamim lomer shalo yachal akidim mitchilaso. Ela avagav shekana hifkiu chachamim mimeno la'achar shekana b'tam hefker bezdin v'nimsa sheshchia chala v'nifkas tekef. It automatically is chal and then gets uprooted. Okay, that's an opposite discussion. But again, this has a lot of lamaisa ramifications in terms of kinyan drabana for a mechiras chametz, kinyan drabana for kiddushin, as we said. Just one final note, the Avni Miluim, the Ksos Avni Miluim says that even if you say a kinyan drabana does not work, it does not mean that it's gezel that you're holding. It doesn't mean that nothing happened. It just means that it's not fully shalcha, but it's not shal gezel. You have to say that he quotes Rayas to this. He says it's at the end of in Simen Chav Ches that we said before, Sif Lamid Gimel. The Afilu name of the Kiddush Rabbanan Eino Mahani L'Din Torah Hainu Minat Torah Eino Shalo Eino Chashiv Mamun Shalo L'Kiddushin V'Laseis Yechov As Mitzvah Heichad Bina Mamun Shalo Aval Besuka D'Lo Bina Lachem Ela D'Gazol Pasul Besuka V'Afilu B'Karka Gzula Kivish Aikarka N'Gzalos Nafik Be Besuka V'Kiddush Rabbanan Vade Mitoras Gezel Mafik. It's not Gezel when you hold on to it. It's just not yours. So again, that's an important Ha'ara. Even if you say it's not Mo'il, it does do something. Okay, we will stop here.